Resting here on the mat in yummy base position, simply bring your awareness to your breath, feeding yourself full, conscious breaths. And give yourself full permission today to use any props you need to fully settle into each pose. Really take care of your energy today. If at any time a pose feels too much for where you're at, simply go into a gentle child's pose and rest there. If all you do today is delight in child's pose, then you've given yourself exactly what you need. So feeling your feet planted deep into the rich earth now, start to invite the expansive pool of love from the core of the earth to come up through the soles of your feet and into your legs. And simply notice how as the love enters your body, the muscles and tissues begin to soften and let go. On your next inhalation, feel the love moving into your pelvic area, filling your hips, your belly, your breasts, your chest, all the way up to your neck. Take a moment here to experience these parts of you softening and letting go. Big breath in, feel the love traveling down your arms all the way to your fingertips. Bring awareness to the softness, the surrender, as your arms unwind and let go. As you inhale this time, feel the love pour into your face, filling your head until your whole body is full to the brim of love. Allow the area between your eyebrows to soften and relax completely. Your jaw letting go, any tension simply melting away now. Now simply draw your awareness to your heart. Center in on your heart, knowing that your heart is the space within you that is highly intelligent, that is here to guide you through this thing called life. Listen into your heart now. Feel her presence within you. Let her speak to you. When we allow ourselves to experience deep happiness and joy, we have an open channel to receive the guidance from within. So if you feel a little moody, even erratic today, simply be with that emotion, knowing that giving yourself permission to feel is what will free you of all this old stuff so that you can experience the fullness of who you truly are. So you can experience the wisdom of the love within. Feeling your heart's guidance. Let your hands be drawn to the area of your body that needs your loving touch today. It might be your breasts, your ovaries, maybe your belly. If it is your belly, let your belly be round in your hands. Despite our culture's fascination with concave bellies, bellies are supposed to be at least slightly rounded. So take time here to feel its juicy fullness. Wherever your hands have been drawn, breathe deep into that area, smile love into that area, and simply notice how it softens under the healing touch of your hands. Give yourself the quality of touch you most need in this moment. It may be deep and firm, or it may be feather-light strokes. Explore what kind of touch is perfect for you right now. Finding stillness. Take a quiet, private moment here to set an intention for your practice. This can be a word, a string of words, a sentence, something that is positive that will serve you in this moment. When you feel you have this intention, go ahead and repeat it to yourself, acknowledging the power of word, the power of thought. Inhale in, considering your intention already done, and as you exhale, smile. Drawing your feet together, let your knees splay out to the sides for goddess pose. Soles of your feet kiss, legs shaped like a diamond. This is often referred to as the queen of yoga poses because it's such a beautifully restorative posture. So take some time here to let your hips melt open. Feel the delicious stretch in your groin and let your reproductive organs soften and let go. As you sink deeper and deeper into this pose, feel the space around you and simply notice what it feels like to you. Now give yourself permission to feel at one with the space. There is no separation between the space within you and the space outside of you. Become aware of the connection. Feel the sensations. Take each moment, moment by moment. Feel your body open, feel yourself let go. Feel the peace within you. Feel your consciousness and awareness. Allow presence to fill you and simply open up to the energy within. Take one more deep breath here to really connect with the pose. And when you're ready, use your hands to close your knees together. Take your knees into your chest for a yummy hug. Feel the deliciousness of this embrace. Then chin to chest, rock and rolling at least 3 times along your spine before coming up into easy pose. Beginning in a nice, comfortable seat, place some folded blankets under your buttocks so you can really snuggle your booty in and feel fully supported for alternate nostril breathing. Take a moment to sit up nice and tall, slowly looping your shoulders forward, up and back a couple of times. Soften your gaze or even close your eyes. Let the weight of your legs grow heavy. Let your heart lift up ever so softly. And anything that moves into your mind, simply allow it to be politely placed on the shelf so you can be fully present here in your body. Place your left hand on your left knee, palm up. Bring your right thumb to your nose and gently block off your right nostril. Feeling your spine tall, inhale slowly and fully through your left nostril. And when you can't take in any more air, place your index finger on your left nostril as you remove your thumb and exhale through your right nostril. When you've fully emptied your carbon dioxide, inhale through your right nostril until you're full. Then switch so you're blocking off your right nostril again and exhale fully. Inhaling through your left nostril, continue this pattern of breathing every time you fill up, switch nostrils. Focus on staying present here. You're activating the right and left hemispheres of your brain, creating a deep sense of harmony and well-being emotionally as much as physically. On your next exhalation, take your right hand to your knee, both palms up to balance out your energetic body, and enjoy this moment to take a full breath through both nostrils, letting it go with a sigh. Bring awareness back into your sit bones, feel them rooting down into the earth as you feel that nice long lift through your spine all the way up to your crown. For some nice neck rolls. Gently bring your left ear to your left shoulder, feeling a slight stretch through the right side of your neck. Relax your jaw, and as you inhale, let your nose follow your collarbone all the way to your right shoulder. Feeling the gentle stretch here, before exhaling and letting your nose draw a big smile across your collarbone back to your left shoulder. Continue at your own pace, ironing out any tension, any crinkles, feeling your way through this practice. start to explore the length of your inhalations as you roll your head to your right and your exhalations as you roll your head to your left, keeping it nice and slow, moving as slow as your breath will allow. After your next exhalation, gently bring your head back to center. Look right for a nice stretch. Look left for another yummy stretch. Nod yes and no a couple of times. Then face beaming forward, eyes soft. As you inhale, the crown of your head reaches up so you're sitting tall. Shoulders relaxed, and simply be with your breath as you go internal. Maybe tap into a little inner smile here. Slow and steady, as you come forward onto all fours like a pussycat, walk your hands underneath your shoulders, fingers spread, knees directly below your hips, toes in line with your knees. As you look down at the floor, take a moment here to feel the extension all the way from your tailbone to the last vertebra in your skull. As you inhale, let your belly move towards the earth as your head comes up to look forward, feeling a nice stretch in your front body. As you exhale, tuck your pelvis rounding through your spine like a Halloween cat, chin drawing into your chest. Inhale your belly down, looking up as you press into your foundation. Exhaling your spine to the sky as high as it can go as your head curls under. Continue at your own gentle pace, completely honoring your range of movement, not going any further than your body invites you. Feel the fluidity and grace throughout your spine as you start each movement at your tailbone, traveling all the way up to the crown of your head. Moving one vertebra at a time, feel length and spaciousness in your spine as you give it some pussycat love. Coming back to neutral on your next inhalation, take a full breath here. Let your big toes kiss, knees as wide as your yoga mat, and send your sit bones to your heels for extended child's pose. This is another sweet surrender as we melt the heart down to the floor, forehead meeting the mat. Allow your arms to rest on the earth. You might gently rock your head from side to side, massaging your head, your third eye. You might feel a nice release in the shoulder girdle, in the heart, in the upper back body. Start to notice. The mind is going to want to think what's next on your agenda. So use this time to practice being in the moment, letting go of everything past and everything future, and just be here in this moment right now. And it's time to make your way to a wall for legs up a wall pose. The easiest way to get into this pose is to sit sideways on your left butt cheek with your sit bone shining towards the wall, and in one swift movement, swing your legs up against the wall so your sit bones are pressing into the wall. Don't worry if you can't get your perfect pin straight in this pose. Just lengthen them as much as you feel a stretch. And if you can get them straight and snug against the wall, then please go for it. But trust your body to let you know where it wants to go in today's pose. Place your hands beside you or on your ovaries and breathe naturally here. Stay mindful to your thoughts, any feelings you're noticing in your body. Simply be here with them, acknowledging them, smiling at them, and letting them go. Take breaks if you need by bending your knees. Then when you feel ready, lengthen them back up the wall. Anytime you need a pick-me-up after a long day, come to this pose. Not only is it great for menstrual symptoms, it really is an antidote to exhaustion. If you're feeling stressed or just a little under the weather, this really is your go-to pose. And when you're ready to come out of the posture, release your legs down the wall, hug your knees into your chest, and let your body melt on over to one side. It's time to make yourself at home in Sleeping Beauty pose, so take this opportunity to gently adjust your posture to get completely comfy so you can settle in and embark on a journey that will take you to a place of your own creation, your very own place, a velvety, soft, conscious relaxation. This is your time, so I invite you to gently feel the lengthening along your spine, the air on your skin. Sense your pelvis widening, your back expanding along the floor. Can you sense any tingling sensations or energy moving in your body? Where does the energy move more freely? Where does it feel blocked? sense the inside of your thighs. What do you feel there? What emotions are hidden in the flesh of your thighs? Notice how your shoulder girdle widens and sense the opening through the front of your ribcage. What does it feel like to deepen your breathing, to take inhalations right down into your belly? Let any constriction in your stomach soften, your pelvis full and round and expanded. Do you feel your jaw open, relax, let go? Is there a deep sense of relief moving across your face now, going deep into your eye sockets? Simply return to watching your breath rise and fall at your own pace. Take a moment to feel the influence of this practice on your body. Breathe movement back into your hands and feet, letting your fingers and toes express as they feel they need to express in this moment. Eyes closed, let your heart guide you to any stretch you feel you need right now, keeping it soft, connected. Begin to wake up your face, dancing your fingers over your skin, tapping all over. And eyes staying closed, see if you can see without your physical vision. Take a moment here to use your sixth sense for sight. And when you feel ready, bat your eyelids open and support yourself in coming up into rock pose. You may like to rock and roll, you may like to roll to one side and push yourself up. Let yourself come naturally into your self-love blessing. On your hunches, as you inhale, draw a full moon around your body with your hands, palms joining above your head, exhaling them down to your heart, prayer pose neutralizing your electromagnetic field. Feed yourself a full conscious breath. Holding this space for yourself, voice your self-love blessing with me. Inhaling and smiling to begin. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Inhale. I am beautiful. I am bountiful. I am blissful. I am love. Inhale. I am beautiful, I am bountiful, I am blissful. I am love. Feeling the resonance of your words, hinge forward from your hips as you bow to your most authentic self. Feel the joy of being connected so deeply with your essence and simply bask in this feeling of oneness. Let your inner voice guide you when it's time to roll up through your spine and take a moment to simply be. Then feeling this inner guidance, however subtly, take it with you, trust it, cherish it. Know that today, like any day, you are the writer and the director of your own personal love story.